2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is Mighty Main Street, brought to you by Visit Salt Lake and the Utah Office of Tourism. Back to Chris Redgrave on KSL News Radio.
Each Sunday, we tell stories of Utah's business community, and we want to thank our underwriters, Visit Salt Lake and the Utah Office of Tourism. Our next guest was brought to us by Visit Salt Lake. Thank you so much to Adrian Ruderman from Alta Chalets for joining us today on Mighty Main Street. And of course, you're hanging out one of my most favorite spots, Alta. We talked about the other day, you and I had a chance to talk about the fact that Alta is a gem with an attitude. That's our new tag statement. And we say that with all the love in the world. This organization, which I can't wait to hear more about, was started in 1995. And you actually have guests that have been coming or have been supporting Alta Chalets that predate that, the start of this organization. So it'll be nice to hear all about it and talk about your 18 rentals. So share with us, Adrian, about Alta Chalets and tell us about some of these beautiful places that we can rent.
So all of the properties we manage are located in the town of Alta. In the wintertime, we're ski in, ski out, or a short walk to Alta and snowbird in many cases. In the summertime, you just walk out your door and you're in the most beautiful area of the Wasatch Mountains, or one of the most beautiful areas. I guess I have to be careful with that. But it's just incredible. I just came down from Alta, and you just look up, and it's so hard to believe you are 20 minutes away from Salt Lake. It's just such a special place.
It is. How did you, Adrian, get involved with this business?
I married into the business, actually. My husband, Dan, has been doing this a lot longer than I have. And the guests who predate our incorporation were actually guests that worked with him. He would hire out as a private chef, going back to as early as 1986. So we have guests who've been with us for a very, very long time at this stage of the game. But when I met him, he was managing a home called the Chalet de Johns at Alta. And I just started working with him, and we've just grown organically over the years, just out of a love of Alta and sharing what we love about the area. People have come back to us and wanted different places to stay, and our portfolio has just really grown organically, trying to meet the needs of our clients.
So this is owned by you and your husband, Dan?
Yes. Yep.
Is he still a chef?
Oh, yes, he is. So I have to exercise a lot. He feeds me very well.
Oh, my gosh. That is fabulous. Good for you and good for Dan. So
Thank you. So
help me understand this. When people rent this, I mean, does he still do private parties and stuff for when people come to, they stay at in your rental operations at Alta?
He does. So we manage everything from a 9-bedroom, 8,000-square-foot home down to a 1-bedroom condominium. So the larger properties tend to get bigger groups. Sometimes they're corporate groups, families, just groups of friends that like to come to Alta year after year. And when you get a bigger group, a lot of times no one wants to be cooking. So he ends up doing a lot of cooking for people, and they love him. They come back year after year. They have their favorite things that he makes for them. And he's part of the experience of Alta as far as they're concerned.
Well, that makes so much sense to me. So tell me about the, you know, of course, it's the driving economy right now for obvious reasons. How are you affected by the driving economy?
Well, you know, as everyone else, it's a change and it's a pivot. What we're finding, though, is we're getting locals who want to come up to Alta and just get away from the city, get away from the heat. We're close enough that it's an easy drive for people, but you have no, you know, you just are in a different world once you're up there. So, I just came down from Alta and, you know, people are up there hiking. It's gorgeous. It's green. There are waterfalls. It's just a, just an easy place for people who just want to do something a little bit different, get out of their homes for a few hours or a few days, just to make a short trip up there.
So what have you and Dan done to accommodate our current situation?
You know, the last 3 months, honestly, has been a lot about education, and it's been a moving target for a lot of us in the hospitality industry. We're working with an outside consultant to make sure that we are doing everything the best way it can be done. We had really good cleaning protocols in place, and now I think we have some of the best in the industry. So, you know, we've always worked with a high quality linen service. So we use a commercial laundry. All of our linens are high thread count, but they're also laundered to hospital, Jayco, and OSHA standards. So little things like that. You know, we're using the cleaners that are recommended, the cleaning supplies and disinfectants. We're waiting between reservations. You know, we want our staff to feel comfortable as well. It's just, it's a new normal for all of us. So we feel very confident that we are providing a very safe and healthy environment for people to come on vacation.
How big is your staff?
You know, in the wintertime, we're about 20. In summertime, we whittle down and there are about 10 of us. And that includes Dan and I. We both are, you know, work every day, or most days, I should say. So we're very much a part of the day-to-day workings of the business.
Is it hard for you and Dan to get away?
You know, yes and no. We get our time, and usually summertime we're able to sneak in a few trips here and there. So we're here more this year, but as we looked at each other, we're like, you know, this is a pretty special place to be if you can't travel. So there are no complaints from us, Chris.
Isn't that the truth? Adrian, your guest and your customer base must be like best friends to you and Dan. I mean, you've been working with these people. It's like seeing family when they come to visit. Is that what it's like?
It is like seeing family, and it's incredible. I mean, it's multi-generational at this point. So, you know, now we're getting grandchildren coming back. You know, Dan from 1986, some of these people, you know, it's the grandchildren now who are renting places. And it's been a very, very interesting evolution. And when, you know, COVID struck and everything closed down, it was so, it was beautiful experience for us. People called us, you know, our clients called and wanted to make sure we were okay, see how we were. And just a very, very lovely experience to have people care about you like that.
Does it kind of blow you away that you're in this business, that you're at Alta, you and Dan are doing this? I mean, you know, you guys can do this until you fall over. You realize that, right?
We can, and we probably will. We probably will. It's, you know, we have a pretty amazing office, I have to say. It's, you know, we have staff who've worked with us for many, many years. And this is a business that's about quality of life. And we all love what we do. We like to share what we do. And part of that is, you know, our employees take off chunks of time during the year to go recharge and do what really is their passion outside of Utah and outside of Alta. So I have my reservation manager who spends 2 months a year sailing in the Gulf of Mexico. So, you know, it's an amazing place, and it attracts just incredible people. But everyone has a balance there, which is really interesting. And I think we're all there for the same reason. It's about enjoying life and then sharing the love of what we do with other people.
Well, you know, I'm sold. Anyway, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Got to give us a website so folks can book a reservation and get a hold of you. So what's the website, Adrian?
So the website is altachalets.com, and chalets is chalets.com. And you'll see our properties. There's information about how to reach us, and you can make a reservation online if that's easiest for you.
Well, Adrian, thank you so much for your time. All the best to you and Dan. What a beautiful experience that you guys have created up at Alta with these wonderful 18 properties. You and Dan have absolutely nailed it. You figured it out. You did not miss the point of life. So all the best to you and Dan.
Thank you, Chris. Nice chatting with you.
If you want to hear this interview again, download the KSO News Radio app or just listen anywhere that you can find great podcasts. You search it by Mighty Main Street. We're going to be right back on KSO News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.